whoever did it was not of God.
Bishop Clarence Montgomery tells WBFO News a church deacon discovered the damage Sunday morning and contacted him. The outside signs were torn out and damaged. That included a Mary Talbert sign by the parking lot of the Michigan Avenue Church.
They could not remove the one in front of the church because I guess it may be in recess a little deeper. So they twisted it and bent it down to make it parallel to the ground.
The church served as a safe house for slaves seeking escape to Canada in the 1800s, a stop along the Underground Railroad. It was also the site of a protest which led indirectly to the founding of the Niagara Movement.
And then there was a Mary Talbert sign that was planted near the parking lot of the church inside the fence area. They removed that completely from the ground.
This is an important part of our African-American heritage and culture for Buffalo, and just want to make sure it gets taken care of quickly and to get back to celebrating our part of that part of history.
Visit Buffalo Niagara, which works to promote historic sites, has established a GoFundMe page to help pay for repairs. Patrick Kaler is president and CEO of the organization.
We felt it was very important that as a opportunity for our organization to help get these historic markers back up for public viewing. And I think we've raised about $290 so far, and our goal is $2,000 by Thanksgiving, hopefully.
Bishop Montgomery estimates it will cost more than $1,000 for repairs. Buffalo police are trying to find the person or persons responsible.
Whoever did it was not of God. And I don't believe, this is my inner spirit telling me, I don't believe it's the homeless because we have them all around the church all summer long and nothing like this was ever done.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.